some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile service. Get lightning fast internet starting at just $19.99 per month when you bundle with mobile. Plus, you'll get a free mobile line for a whole year. It's a match made in savings. No hidden fees, just nationwide mobile coverage and reliable fiber-powered internet with a free modem and Wi-Fi. Everything you need at home or on the go for video chatting, gaming, working, and more. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Visit breezeline.com today.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scott's Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This week marks the milestone of the first 100 days of the Trump administration. It has been another week of chaos and drama because yesterday, US President Donald Trump removed Mike Waltz from his role as National Security Advisor. This, of course, follows the revelations that journalist Jeffrey Goldberg had been added to a confidential, top secret signal group chat by Mike Waltz, and of course was then privy to sensitive information about upcoming US missile strikes in Yemen. Polling is at an all-time low. It raises the question, will Trump be able to regain whatever support he has lost? To analyse that with me is Nick Bryant. He's author of The Forever War, America's Unending Conflict with Itself. And of course, he's presenter of Saturday Extra on ABC Radio National and was previously BBC Washington correspondent. Let's start then with Mike Waltz. It seemed from Mike Waltz's perspective, I would have thought, Nick, that he was out of the woods and that much of the pressure was off. What happened?
Yeah, it seemed like that, didn't it? I mean, Trump has decided in the second term that he really isn't going to buckle to any kind of pressure to remove anybody who's involved in any kind of scandal. And this was a big embarrassment, obviously, that Mike Waltz has included this journalist, Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor of The Atlantic, in that signal chat that ended up revealing the war plans for those strikes on Yemen. Yeah, it did seem that he'd survived that. But Donald Trump has decided to shuffle the pack. I mean, he hasn't sacked him. I mean, Donald Trump famously fired so many people during his first term. We haven't had that firing spree in the second term yet. But he's decided to move him. He's got a senior job, Mike Waltz. I mean, let's not forget that. He's going to be the UN ambassador for the United States up there in New York, a post that hasn't been filled so far. It's thought Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, is going to assume some of his responsibilities of the as National Security Advisor. But yeah, it does seem to be the admission that he does need to be punished in some way, and he's been sort of given this role at the United Nations.
Now, with previous administrations, that kind of thing, losing a National Security Advisor over a national security breach, would have a significant impact on the entire administration. Again, as with everything else, Trump seems to be Teflon. Nothing seems to be having an effect.
Yeah, I mean, he defies the rules of political gravity, doesn't he? He defies the norms of American politics. I mean, this is a president who was literally sworn in at the scene of MAGA's greatest crime, the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. You know, Trump incited an insurrection, and yet he managed to win re-election. That wasn't a moment of Republican repudiation of Donald Trump after January the 6th and his clear role in January the 6th. It was a moment of Republican radicalization. He ended up having an even more tight grip on the party, and those that criticized him ended up being purged. So, yeah, I mean, this is an administration that doesn't play by the normal rules, and that obviously is what a lot of the MAGA supporters like. They didn't want a president to play by the normal rules. And to a certain extent, you know, he is Teflon. But as you said, his approval ratings are at a historic low. I mean, no president in the last 80 years, since there was such a thing as approval ratings, has been this unpopular at this stage of his presidency.
Except, Nick, if you look at the things that Trump declared and that the administration declared that they wanted to achieve and just compare them against that, you have a desire to drive down federal spending. It's up $200 billion in the period that they're in office. Tourism down significantly globally. Economy contracting by about 3%. all of the predictions suggesting that we're now going to see the increase in pricing from consumer goods because of the tariff wars, any of the return of manufacturing that they had promised yet to happen. So by all of those measures, it isn't just that the ideology might be disliked by the Democrats. What he said he would do, he has so far failed to do, and in many instances done the opposite. Why is that not having a bigger effect on polling? Because when polled, only 2% of Trump voters say that they would shift.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I mean, clearly those kind of waverers, those people who we wondered how they would break in the election, you know, they are getting buyer's remorse about going for Trump. But clearly there is this kind of rusted on MAGA support that seems to be unshakable. Now, when I used to go into the kind of heartland, whether it was the industrial heartland or the agricultural heartland, what always struck me, Anton, was the people who were prepared to trust Donald Trump in moments like this. They could see their bottom line being hurt. You talk to farmers, for instance, who were being hit by tariffs. They were suffering the pain from that. But they say they were prepared to take an economic hit because at least somebody was standing up for them. And it was almost as if Donald Trump managed to persuade people to sort of vote and act against their economic self-interest because there was a kind of cultural upside to supporting Trump. You would have this America First president. You would have somebody in the White House who was looking out for you, hearing you, giving you a voice. But the question is, obviously, how long does that last? How long are these people going to take the hit? Can Donald Trump turn this round on tariffs? I mean, clearly, the factories that are shuttered, the factories that became the echo chambers of Make America Great Again in the 2016 campaign, they're not going to instantly come back to life. That's a process that's going to take a long time if it happens at all. And you wonder whether these MAGA faithful will eventually lose the faith.
That process, presumably the political calculation, is that they can get enough momentum moving on that return of manufacturing and the reduction on the trade deficit, that by the time the next presidential election comes round, they're...
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scott's Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Parents of tweens, if you're familiar with far-off drop-offs...
Dad, stop, right here.
Or get DMs about what's for dinner...
you may be experiencing tween milestones. For your son or daughter, these can start at age 9. HPV vaccination, a type of cancer prevention against certain HPV-related cancers, can start then too.
For most, HPV clears on its own. But for those who don't clear the virus, it can cause certain cancers later in life.
Embrace this phase. Help protect them in the next.
Ask their doctor today about HPV vaccination. Brought to you by Merck.
Back in the black.
I don't think Donald Trump necessarily looks that far ahead. I don't think necessarily he looks at the political calculations in the same way that he would have during Trump 1.0. Because under the U.S. Constitution, and I know Trump's talked about flouting the U.S. Constitution, he cannot run again. So in many ways, he doesn't have to worry about re-election. Now, you know, ordinarily, a Republican president would be worried about the effect on the congressional Republicans, whether they can hold the House at the midterm elections next year, whether they can retain control of the Senate in the midterm elections next year. But again, I'm not sure if Trump kind of thinks like that. He thinks about politics in a very personal way rather than a party way. So the usual calculations don't apply. And I think there's a sort of fatalism about this sort of Trump 2.0. He doesn't have to worry about re-election. So he's not looking at the approval ratings in a way that a president who is seeking re-election would.
You don't put any stock in the Steve Bannon suggestion that they will find a way, whether it's run J.D. Vance as president and then flip the roles when they get in. You don't believe that there is a real desire or a real attempt at underway to get him a third term.
It's so hard to do, Anton. You know, the Constitution has the 22nd Amendment, which was brought in after FDR sort of violated the unwritten rule set by George Washington that U.S. president should only serve two terms. You know, FDR won four elections, and they brought in this 22nd Amendment to stop that from happening again. And the wording of the 22nd Amendment, there's a little bit of wiggle room, but then the 12th Amendment comes in. And the 12th Amendment has this provision about a vice president not being able to run for the president or not being able to become president if he's disqualified for being the president. And the 12th Amendment, in conjunction with the 22nd Amendment, stops that idea that, Vance could run on the top of the ticket and then resign and then Donald Trump can take over. Constitutionally, that cannot happen. Now, you know, the only way they can do it is to just totally violate the Constitution and think that nobody will try and enforce the Constitution. And you know, the Supreme Court doesn't have many enforcement powers. We're going to be finding that out over the coming years. But I don't know. I mean, that's a great unknown of this second term, whether he will really make a serious concerted attempt to actually go for a third, because the Constitution is very clear on this.
What then about across the aisle? Because when you look at the Democrats, they are pallid and uninspiring. Is that evidence of James Carville's suggestion that they do the Sun Tzu approach of not interrupting the enemy when he's making a mistake, or is that there is no leadership?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do think there's a lot of people who kind of probably agree with James Carville. And James Carville's pretty successful about bringing periods of Republican sort of domination to an end. I mean, he kind of masterminded Bill Clinton's victory in 1992, and that came at the end of a kind of, you know, a period between 1968 and 1992, where the Democrats had only won the presidency once under Jimmy Carter in 1976, and that was the post-Watergate election. It was kind of almost an unlosable election. So a lot of people set a lot of great store with what James Carville has said. I think the Democrats are in a bit of disarray right now. You know, the leadership, certainly in the Senate with Chuck Schumer, it looks pretty stale. It looks pretty old. You know, clearly there's an argument within the Democratic Party about how you respond to Trumpism. I'm interested by the poll numbers, Anton, because I think up until now it's been like the Democrats are sort of punch drunk, aren't they? They're still on the canvas from the 2024 election. But I wonder, even if they don't have a chastening effect on Donald Trump, these poll numbers, whether they will now have an emboldening effect on the Democrats. And indeed, some of the Republicans who have problems with what Trump's doing. And I wonder whether we will start to see more of a resistance. And you're seeing the kind of early signs of it. You know, when Cory Booker stood up and delivered that lengthy speech, it wasn't a filibuster, it was a speech. You know, you saw signs of it then. You know, the Congress members who sat on the steps of the Capitol the other day is another sign of showing their disapproval. You know, Bernie Sanders and AOC are having these rallies around the country where they're getting enormous crowds. You know, you're seeing the start of a kind of democratic, not resurgence, but a kind of return to kind of normal business. And yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more of that over the coming months.
Finally then, Nick, the impact on the rest of the world. What's your prediction? What do you see as happening? Because we're seeing alliances forming across Asia and Southeast Asia, with China taking a role that it wouldn't have previously. Mark Carney elected when everybody thought it was highly unlikely that we would get a Liberal government only a number of months ago, and positioning himself as a global leader of whatever new alliances emerge, and the EU committing to innovation and defence in a way that it never did before. It has been a remarkable period of global change. Will that continue?
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, the US president is no longer the leader of the free world. We are rethinking the very concept of the West and whether America is truly part of it. We are seeing the kind of weakening, arguably the destruction of America's post-war alliance system, which has been the basis of its preeminence. We are seeing the destruction of the US-led trading system, which some would argue has been the basis of its economic preeminence since World War II. So we are seeing a complete upending right now. We're seeing countries in Europe de-risking their relationships with America. We are seeing a German chancellor talking about independence when it comes to Europe's security. We are seeing a Canadian prime minister kind of in a state of kind of almost rhetorical war with the US president. I mean, this is extraordinary stuff. We are seeing, you know, it almost feels, Anton, at the moment, like we are seeing the equivalent of the fall of a Berlin Wall every few weeks at the moment. The ground is shifting so quickly, and it will continue to shift as long as Donald Trump is in the White House.
Nick, really appreciate your time this morning. That's Nick Bryant, author of The Forever War, America's Unending Conflict with Itself, and of course, presenter of Saturday Extra on ABC Radio National, and former BBC Washington correspondent. Thanks very much, Nick.
And Tom Michael.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.